Felicidad, que es viernes. Y en este viernes, julio 22, on June 22nd, 2012, you're listening to, this is Radio Conciencia, and we are so conscious that it's Friday. Para ustedes que trabajan de lunes a viernes, wow, get ready for the weekend. Yahoo! I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Viernes tengo en estudio my intern, tengo mi estudiante, Maite Chávez. Maite, buenos días.
Buenos días, Evelina.
¿Cómo estás hoy día?
Oh, muy bien. Are you excited?
I'm so excited about Friday.
Yeah.
But you're on summer vacation. Tú estás en verano, so it's like Friday every day for you, huh?
Well, not really, because my brother.
Oh, okay. Because you have to take care of your brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's Friday, so I could go party now.
Yay! That's so cool. Is that what young people like to do nowadays? Party?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well, I think they party every day, so.
Nice. That is the attitude. Eso es la actitud. Party every day. Every day should be a party.
It should.
Right? Would the world be a happier place? Seríamos más contentos si todos los días sería un día de fiesta.
Probably, yeah.
So, Maite, cuéntanos, ayer te di una tarea. Yesterday, we did a little training. Y para la audiencia, for the audience that is tuning in, muchos de ustedes tal vez no saben, many of you probably don't know, that KBBF is not only the number one awesome, totally out-of-the-box, cool, radical, progressive, fun, bilingual radio station, number one radio station in the entire country, en todo el país. Pero we also are a escuelita. We are a school of broadcasting. And many, many gran personalidades have come through KBBF. And I have one that is in the making right now. Tengo una, que es Maite Chávez. And with the last name like Chávez, Maite, there's only one way for you. It's up.
Yes.
You do know that, right?
Always, yes.
Okay, yes. I just want to make sure. You have a legacy with that name, Chávez. So, Maite, tell me a little bit, ¿qué fue lo que aprendiste? What did you go over yesterday? And let our audience know, deja que la audiencia sepa, ¿qué hiciste ayer aquí en KBBF?
Yesterday, I went on the radio.
Yeah, practice on the radio, that's important.
Yes. And then I practiced on the key thing, to manage the music and everything.
Yeah, you were on put pressing all the buttons. Aquí estamos con todo. And who was helping you? George, Jorge.
Jorge,
we have to say thank you. Shout out to Jorge Alfaro if you're listening. Thank you for being a... He's a good... What do you think? Is he a good instructor? Is he a good trainer?
Yeah, he made everything really easy. Like, I thought it was going to be harder, and I was like, oh, my God. And then, yeah.
And then I tortured you. I made you watch a video.
Like an hour long. And then you were...
And para el colmo, I made you take notes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I'm used to it because I have to take notes every day at school.
Okay.
Well, I used to because now I don't.
Okay. But we're not going to let you slack off. You have to stay in practice, otherwise when you go back to school, you're going to, vas a estar en shock.
Yeah.
Entonces, tenemos que seguir practicando. Cuéntanos, ¿qué estabas estudiando en el video?
De cómo hacer una interview.
¿Una entrevista?
And then, yeah, it was really long, but enseñó mucho.
Sí.
Yeah.
Y eso, a poder hacer entrevista, no es solamente para la radio, it's not just for radio. I mean, you know, you have to be able to talk to people.
Yeah, I mean, you have to communicate.
And talking to people is like an interview, right?
Yeah.
Who are you? Where are you from? What do you like to do? So, cuéntame, Maite, ¿qué fue una cosa? What was one thing of that 1 hour video that you watched, el video que miraste acerca de cómo hacer una entrevista that stood out in your mind, que te impresionó?
Que uno se conecta con sus emociones, no con, like, las palabras, just like with the... You have to relate to it. Uno se puede relacionar con uno eso, con la historia de la persona.
Como que la persona es más importante que facts and figures, porque la emoción es importante, ¿sí?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Y como tú dijiste, everybody's a story.
Cada cabeza es un mundo. Yeah, when I get to interview people, cuando yo tengo la oportunidad de hacer una entrevista, me imagino, I visualize in my head that I am opening up an encyclopedia. Estoy abriendo un libro de enciclopedia y que esa persona tiene mucha sabiduría, has a lot of knowledge. And it doesn't matter if they've never been to school, for me, anyways. Esa es mi opinión, que no importa el nivel de educación que ha tenido la persona, porque todos tenemos alguna educación interna, right? We all know something.
Yeah.
Everybody knows something that I don't know. What do you think?
I think the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Everybody teaches me something new every day.
Exactly. So, Maite, también estás leyendo un libro. I'm really working you hard, huh?
Yeah.
I'm making you read a book. I'm making
take
you
notes.
Oh my God, watch videos.
Watch videos.
Push buttons all day long. Vas a regresar a la escuela and go, oh, thank God I get to take a vacation.
No.
Porque ando por Evelina, me tiene que, tienes que leer el libro, tienes que escribir las notas, tienes que watch a video. Yeah, but you know it's because I love you.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know it's because someday when you are a famous broadcaster, having your own interview show and making oodles and oodles of money, I hope you remember Evelina at KBBF, volunteer, and this little station, because a lot of incredible, mucha gente increíble ahorita están ganando muy buen dinero por KBBF. Everybody except KBBF. ¿Cómo es? Anyways. That's another story. Vamos a hacer otro show sobre ese tema. So, Maite, cuéntame, el libro que estás leyendo, the book that you're reading, what's the name of it? ¿De qué se trata?
Se llama El Poder de la Hora, Un Camino Hacia la Relación Espiritual.
The Power of Now.
Yes, The Power of Now.
That's a pretty deep book, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It's not your average 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Reading book. What do you think about it? ¿Qué piensas del libro?
Well, it says, like, really cosas interesantes, and it's really interesting how they describe everything. It's nice.
Es como para motivación, would you say?
Yeah, I think it is motivational.
¿Para motivarte?
Yeah.
¿Crees que hay algo que estás leyendo que te va a ayudar en el futuro?
Yeah, because... Like, it's teaching you, like, new stuff, the world, and how you think, and how emotionally you are, and everything.
It's like positive thinking. If you think positive, you attract positive. Si piensas positivo, atraes positivo. Si piensas negativo, atraes
negativo.
There you go. So, mucha gente no sabe que la mente tiene tanto poder. Not only on ourselves, no solamente en nuestro propio cuerpo y alma, pero también tiene el poder de atracción. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, is there anything in particular you want to share, que quieres compartir, que es interesante, que la, tal vez la audiencia debe saber, que puedes compartir una o dos?
La mente no es nada más de palabras, que también son emociones. That really stood out to me, because I didn't know that.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
That's important. Que the mind is not just about logic, but it's about emotions. I think emotions actually are just as important as anything else. ¿Qué crees tú?
Yeah, it is really important because, yeah, you show how much care through emotions, not just through words.
Right. Let me ask you, Maite, have you ever been disciplined by one of your parents, and even though you didn't like what they were saying, you felt that they loved you? ¿Has en algún momento sentido que tus padres te han regañado, disciplinado, y en tu mente you're like, oh man, that's not fair, but tú sientes el amor?
Yeah, because like once my dad didn't let me go out with my friends. I said, no, no quiero que vayas porque this isn't that, you lo te metes en problemas. I was like, but it's not fair, everybody gets to go out except for me. And then he's like, it's not that I don't want you to go out, es que te quiero mucho y no quiero que te pase nada. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's okay, see? So, that's important. Las emociones. Well, quiero decirte felicitaciones. Yo sé que tú no tienes que leer si no quieres. You don't have to be here. No tienes que estar aquí en KBBF si no quieres. Pero, sin embargo, estás aquí. Let me ask you, ¿qué es lo que te gusta de radio hasta este punto? What do you like about radio? Besides all your friends telling you how cool you are because you're on the radio.
That I get to go on air and pretty soon I'm going to be able to manage the control thing.
Yeah. And I'm going to love it because I'm going to come in the studio and you're going to be running the board and then I can just focus on talking. I don't have to focus on talking and pushing the buttons.
That's going to be cool.
I'm going to say, my engineer is here.
No intern anymore.
So, estás en sintonía de Radio Conciencia, el reporte de resistencia con Evelina Molina and her co-host, Maite Chavez. Maite is going to practice her interview skills. Maite va a practicar. Va a ser su primera entrevista. Hoy día es history. Today is histórico. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this. No quieren perder esto because Maite is extraordinary. She is doing amazing work here at KBBF. Y algún día queremos la audiencia de KBBF decir, yo me acuerdo cuando Maite hizo su primera entrevista y ahora ya ves, es famosa y just mira. And so, stay tuned. Y estaremos de regreso in just a minute, okay? Don't change your dial. Oh,
Verdad es que siente la diferencia.
Claro que sí, se siente una diferencia en KBBS 89.1 FM. We are the unique. Somos la única estación que cuando usted quiere intelectualizar su mente, cuando quiere crecer su alma, you only got one place to go, nada más tienes un lugar, aquí en KBBF y también en Radio Conciencia, pero toda la programación es extremadamente cool. So Maite, are you ready? ¿Estás lista?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so vamos a empezar. Antes de seguir con la entrevista aquí, voy a cambiar la música en honor de nuestro invitado especial. We're going to change the style of music in honor of our special guest and Maite's first official interview on KBBF. So what we're going to... It's official. It's official. after this, Maite, you are a interviewer. Yeah. So vamos a cambiar un poco el estilo de música aquí. Real quick. Let's see what we got here.
If this world were mine,
wow, talk about shifting in. We went from disco to oldies.
That's nice.
Yeah, this is like cool music, huh? Yeah, and actually, if this world were mine, I would make sure that everybody in the world had food and a place to live.
Yeah,
you too.
Yeah,
yeah. Jeez, I wish I could do that. Well, anyways, right now in KBBF we could give people ear food. Comida para las orejas. And it goes into your soul, va en tu alma. Cuéntanos, Maite, who do you have in the studio today? ¿Quién tenemos aquí?
Okay, today tenemos a Argelio Girón, a 28-year-old guy who goes to the JC. He's been there for 5 years. Yeah, I think that's a long time to be at the JC.
He likes it. Argelio is not just at the JC. He is an institution at the JC. He is an institution in the institution. Argelio, do you think they give, like, the longest student of the year award yet?
Not yet. I think I would have won that a long time ago.
I think you should get it. You know, we know that the reason Argelio is at the JC is because he really likes it, right?
I do really like it, but more than anything, I went in there, but I actually did not have a plan. I went in there, thought I was just going to get a business certificate, then I changed my goal, and I ended up getting Chicano Studies, Social Behavioral Sciences. I'm finishing up at the end of this year with those 3 degrees, double majoring at the end of the year. See?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool?
Isn't that exciting for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an introduction. It's a eye-opening experience. Higher education is an eye-opening experience where you get to take that education, but apply it to your life. You know, you learn about yourself also, not just about the material that you are taught. The teachers there are really good. The people that you meet are all really cool. A lot of them are fun, and they have a lot of connections all around. So, depending on what you like, what your interests are, like for me, it's the movement. I love the movement. So I network a whole lot, and even from those people, they know people. That's where I got into organizing and everything, and I got to organizing at national levels and meeting a lot of people, traveling, and it really just is there. It's a platform for you to take advantage of, basically.
And Maite, do you know that Argelio's shy? Can you believe the way he's talking right now?
He's not shy.
It's the KBBF magic. Yeah. Argelio, has being on KBBF changed? What have you gotten from being here in the radio? Cuéntanos.
It's a way of knowing how to convey thoughts. I have been a shy person for all my life, but it's really just a way of coming off. It's a way of really just sharing your mind. Radio is, something you listen to, so it's not necessarily something that you can predict what the person's saying, because you don't know the person. All you know is that you're hearing these words right now. as you come off to this person, that's where you get this first impression. Not only that, but I'm also lucky I have a good face for radio, you know. I'm a good looking guy.
Helio.
Oh, nobody seeing you.
That's why.
We can, it's okay. So,
you guys can't see us, but we're all in our pajamas right now.
Yeah. I woke up late today, so I am. I'm just kidding.
So my take was quieres saber de. Now you know that Helio is a mega doble titulado student at the JC. ¿Qué más quieres saber?
What made you change your mind, like, to switch everything around from, like, not having a plan to just having a business thing? And then what made you change your mind?
That's a good question.
Well, wow. I first went in there because I know that, and people were telling me more than anything, that the JC offers certificate programs. Those certificates that you use for work. So I went in there for the business thing, and you know, I figured, well, after that, I'm not going to have any more education or anything. I'm just going to take my time, and meanwhile, I can get whatever jobs I get. But what really got to me was the movement. Ever since I was a kid, I had this social consciousness, but it wasn't until the JC where I actually found other people that had the same consciousness. That's when I got involved with Mecha specifically, which is a student organization there made to basically to, more than anything, to promote higher education, but also to give back to the barrio, to give back to the gente. So I went in there, and that really got me to question things and how things work. That's really what got me to see that education is really important and that we have to maintain ourselves, you know, in schools, not only, not for the degrees, not for us to, you know, show them off and be there as a prize for our ego, but to use those degrees for us to be getting in positions of power and making real changes that we deserve as a people, not just the changes and crumbs that the people in power give, you know, basically just use to keep us quiet.
So, Maite, would you mind asking that question in español? Because I think it was such an awesome answer. Me gustaría que le hagas la pregunta en español, Argelio. Si lo puedes contestar, es una pregunta muy, muy buena. Congratulations, Maite. Y también, Argelio, es una muy buena respuesta. So, ¿por qué no lo hacemos en español? Since we are a bilingual station, number two and number three language in the world.
Okay. Well, yo le pregunté que... ¿Qué le hizo cambiar su mente en nomás agarrar como un certificado de business? Y le hizo, ¿qué fue lo que le hizo cambiar para estudiar más adelante todo? Like, yeah, to...
Pues estaba diciendo pues que entré a la JC pues tratando pues de enfocarme en obtener un certificado de administración de empresas. Supe y pues más que nada mucha gente me estaba diciendo que el JC es un pues colegio donde dan certificados y pues sí, es colegio, ¿no? Ese es donde dan educación para estos certificados y pues para pues trabajar. Fui a sacar mi certificado, pero allí es donde fui conociendo más gente, me fui involucrando con Mecha, que es una organización de estudiantes más que nada que promueve educación avanzada, pero también es activa en todos los aspectos para la gente, en los aspectos culturales, políticos, sociales y todo eso. Yo siempre he tenido una conciencia social desde chiquito, pero es hasta que me involucré en la JC cuando fui conociendo otra gente que tenía también esta conciencia. Entonces, cuando me, pues por más que me voy involucrando a eso, es Mecha más que nada que me hizo ver qué tan importante es la educación, no solamente siendo una algo pues donde nosotros podemos sacar un trabajo que nos paguen bien para nosotros o ser un premio para nuestro ego, sino que es una educación para que nos brinda oportunidades, para que nosotros nos metamos en posiciones de influencia y poder, para que así hagamos cambios para nuestra gente, pero cambios verdaderos, no solamente cambios que pues tal vez estén ahí para hacer ilusiones o hacer cambios temporales, para así acallarnos y mantenernos en una posición inferior.
Argelio, dijiste dos cosas. Dijiste Mecha. ¿Puedes, para la audiencia que tal vez no sepa qué es Mecha, les puedes decir? Y también dijiste, yo he tenido conciencias sociales de chiquito. describa eso. ¿Cuándo sientes que empezó a despertar eso en ti? ¿Y quién fue que te influyó? ¿Qué crees que viste en tu ambiente que te hizo ser consciente a una edad tan joven?
Pues mis primeras memorias de eso fue cuando estuve en la primaria. Yo creo que estuve, no sé qué, en qué grado sería aquí, en el segundo, tercero. El tercero yo ya estuve pues consciente pues que soy moreno y que pues habían diferencias, pues que alguna gente las trataban diferente. A mí me trataban diferente, pues sí, yo soy moreno, así a veces unos niños me decían nombres, pues al respecto de eso, ¿no? Y sí tuve esa conciencia. Yo me acuerdo que por lo menos estaba en el segundo grado. No sé si anterior de eso pasó, pero pues yo me acuerdo que una vez dibujé una bandera mexicana y se la regalé a mi mamá. Y ya la dibujé con pensamientos de unas memorias que tenía en la escuela. Por eso mismo, pues, porque yo ya sabía pues que habían diferencias entre la gente, entre los mismos estudiantes. Esa conciencia me fue pues desarrollando pues las preguntas que tenía, pues que por qué es que la gente se trata diferente, por qué una gente no se quiere a otra, en cualquiera razones, no solamente de color, sino que de pues cuestiones económicas o X cosa, ¿no? Ya eso pues te va a andar preguntando pues para qué tratarnos mal, para qué tratarnos bien, todo eso, ¿no? Eso ya se desarrolla pues una conciencia social, ¿no?
¿Y tu mamá es maestra, correcto?
Sí, es maestra.
Ella probablemente siendo maestra te dio una respuesta en vez de decir, ¡ay, ya cállate de tanta pregunta! Uh-huh. Right? Which is what I used to get. Yep. Y en parte no culpo a mi mamá porque ella no era, vamos a decir, ella no estaba consciente socialmente, políticamente y no sabía la respuesta. So mejor me mandaba a callar. Mm. O dice, ¿por qué andas preguntando tantas cosas? Eso no te importa. That's what I used to get. But your mother was a teacher. Tu sí. Mamá era, so ella probablemente te dio una respuesta avanzada.
Sí, alguna respuesta pues que llega al punto, ¿no?
Como maestra. Maite, do you have a question?
So, you were talking about Mecha, right? I went to one. It was really fun. ¿Nos puedes decir más de eso?
Pues Mecha es el nombre que le dan para la abreviación, que en Mecha su nombre completo es el Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán. Esa organización empezó en el 69, en abril. Empezó en el área de Los Ángeles como una coalición de clubs de las preparatorias en Los Ángeles. Se organizaron para mejorar sus condiciones que tenían pues muy inferiores a comparación de otras áreas de Los Ángeles que estaban otras pues mayormente de otras razas, específicamente de nuestra familia pues anglosajona, ¿no? Ya los de allí, los de esa área, pues no ni siquiera los dejaban ir al baño, no los dejaban hablar español, cosas así, ¿no? Esas cosas que no pensaríamos existirían pues hoy, pero pues sí existían en ese tiempo. Se juntaron, ahí fue donde empezó esta organización. Y ahorita ya está a nivel nacional esa organización, súper, bueno, es 100% administrada y regulada pues por estudiantes. Están bienvenidos todos, todos también los del público pueden ir, pero pues es mayormente pues para los estudiantes, ¿no?
No tienes que ser chicano porque puede ser cualquiera persona que quiere
sí.
ayudar a su comunidad, sí. ser activo, right?
Sí.
Mike, did you want to ask a question in English?
He was talking about Mecha. I asked him if he could explain a little bit more about it. Yeah, it's really interesting.
Well, Mecha stands for the Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, but in English, somewhat translation would be the Chicano student of Aztlán. Chicano student of Aztlán, the Chicano movement. I'm getting mixed up here.
He's getting lost.
El Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán would be the Chicano student movement of Aztlán.
Yeah.
And so basically, this started in 69 in April in the area of Los Angeles. And it started out as a coalition of high school clubs, basically. And they got together and they fought against unfair and oppressive conditions, specifically ones that we don't imagine exist today. Some of them were that they weren't allowed to speak Spanish. others were that they weren't able to take bathroom breaks and stuff like that. So basically, ever since then, the organization developed, and right now it is at national levels. AMECHA probably exists in the high school or college where you're at, as it does exist at several high schools here in the area and at the JC here and Sonoma State. I was involved at all levels from local to national, and that's really where I got my starting point into being socially, politically active. You know?
So you could say que being part of the Mechista movement is really what had an influence in you changing from your business visions to saying, I want to teach and be a part of continuing the legacy of the Chicano. So you say, ¿crees que entonces eso fue parte de la influencia de cambiar de negocios a el movimiento de educación?
Sí.
O al pensar la profesión de educador.
Sí. Hasta cierto modo, como le estaba mencionando, que siempre he tenido esta conciencia social, decidí ir a perseguir pues mis ambiciones educativas para la administración de empresas. Pero decidí esa disciplina porque pues la quise usar para hacer negocios que tengan impacto social pues constructivo, ¿no? Positivo. Entonces aún ahí tuve esta conciencia social para
no
usar.
No para más capitalismo.
Así es.
No, more
no en forma capitalista, okay, sino que en forma comunista, socialista, ¿no? En que es otro tipo de economía, una economía basada en el trabajador o economía basada en la igualdad social.
No la explotación.
Así es.
Okay. Maite, and I have a question for you. You said that you went to a Mecha event. ¿Nos puedes contar? Dijiste que fuiste a un evento. Cuéntanos de qué se trató ese evento.
It was at the JC, era en la JC, in the Junior College. Era en un sábado. I'd wake up really early, but it was really fun. It was worth it. I went with one of my friends, and well, actually one of my cousins. And we were there, and then we had to go. We went to three classes. The first one was about the lowriders and everything. And
that's a cool class.
Yeah, it is. I was like, oh.
Lowrider class.
The guy who was saying, I forgot his name. Okay. But he was.
The lowrider guy.
Yeah, the lowrider guy. And then I was asking a lot of questions. And then I found out that there's lowrider bikes. I didn't ever do that. And so I learned something new from that. And
that's important for me.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was just cars. And no.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think that, yeah. And those are, I've seen some of those bikes with stereos on them. And when they ride their bikes, it's like they've got this whole music. They're enveloped in music. It's just so cool.
Yeah, and then after that, we went to a class about abusive relationships, where like teens, when they're in a relationship and then they're like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they start like abusing them, like saying them stuff and everything. It's like really sad, and I can relate. Well, my friend used to relate to that. Now we told her about. We even took a video to show it to her, and then we were turning to the person who was telling us. And she's like, oh, so how can you guys relate to this and that? And I was like, oh, well, I can relate to it, but, well, my friend can relate to it, and that's why we're taking a video. And she's like, oh, I'm a camera. And I was like, yeah. And then after that one, we went to a doctor's one about medical field. And I thought it was interesting because you never stop learning in that class because there's always a new medicine. And yeah, it's really, I think it's really hard. I tell you, when salen los doctores, ya están todos bien viejitos and everything, costó muchos años. And yeah, it was really, and then after that, we went to the gym.
Does it make you want to take Chicano studies?
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. Like, you learn so many things. There's like, it was so many classes. I wanted to go like to a lot, like all of them, but we couldn't. We could only choose like three. So, yeah, we had to choose those. And then, yeah. And then all the dances they do and the Aztecs and everything.
That's really
like,
nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's cultura cura.
Yeah.
La cultura es muy importante. And Argelio también es un danzante azteca.
Yeah, I heard you were. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, he's an amazing danzante. So we have one last question, because we've got to check out, not only for the day, but for the weekend, because it's Friday. Maite, one last question, una última pregunta para el compañero aquí, Argelio Girón, que está en estudio, and he is the institutional student of the junior college. That is so great. That's local education, right? And I hope, Argelio, when you take off to your greater journeys, you won't forget little Santa Rosa Califa Aztlán and your gente need you here. And so many people go off and forget about us, but a lot of people come back. Mucha gente regresa a ayudar a su gente. So, Maite, ¿qué tienes otra última pregunta antes que nos despedimos?
So, you're an Aztec dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I want to know about that even more.
Pues danza azteca is basically a prayer in movement. A lot of people are used to praying, you know, kneeling with their hands together with their eyes closed. But this form of prayer is basically dancing. And while you're dancing, which is not just dancing for fun, which is ritual dance, while you do this ritual dance, you, just like when you're doing anything else, you know, even sports, you have these thoughts and you have these, your mind just travels, you know? And that's how we pray. When your mind travels and stuff, there's a certain meditation that goes along with it, and that's the prayer right there, you know. Every dance has a significance, and it's danza azteca is open to anybody, not just brown people. It's really just open to anybody who wants to go in, and the only two things that we really ask for to be in danza is to respect the tradition and to try. You don't have to be the best you know, coordinated person or whatever, you know. You just go up there and just try, and that's that, you know.
What made you want to do that danza?
There was just this certain magic that I saw about it. I found out actually through a mechista that there was danza azteca here, and I said, wow, you know, I was amazed that stuff would be around here. So I went to a practice, I checked it out, and I jumped in because you do have to have this impulse, this bravery, or to take advantage of things that call you. Otherwise, if you're going to stay in your safe zone and never go out and do something, you're just going to always stay in the same old safe zone, in the same old routine. If you really want to go out there and learn things, you know, like danza, it's really been opening my eyes, my spirit, to a whole nother level of things. It's kept me in touch with the indigenous side of this whole continent. We are a colonized land, and understanding your indigenous side as raza will it'll open up a whole half of your being and answer a lot of these questions that you may have, because us as raza today, we live a bipolar existence basically, because we're only taught one side of ourselves, which is the mestizo, the Spanish side, you know, but we're not told the indigenous side. So this whole balance of things, living in a Western society but having an indigenous consciousness, really fulfills somebody, really makes a complete person.
Maite, do you want to ask that in español?
¿Qué te interesó en danza?
La danza, cuando la vi, pues tenía una magia pues que me impresionaba tanto. Pues como le digo, pues que en sí sí fue un mechista que me dijo que había danza aquí. Entonces de ahí pues me interesó tanto, pues me llamó tanto que fui a un ensayo que tenían, y ya de ahí que me voy a integrarme, pues. Por lo tanto, pues uno siente cierta inseguridad, cierto miedo, pues, para entrar a cosas nuevas, algo así, ¿no? Pero pues yo no me esperé, pues yo nomás me brinco ahí, pues, y ya me integré. Porque pues si uno no toma ventaja de sus intereses o de las oportunidades que tiene uno pues siempre va a andar siguiendo pues su misma rutina. Aunque se sienta uno pues bien, pues estando pues en lo mismo que ya conoce, se siente uno seguro, uno pues no le va a brindar, no va a andar tomando ventajas de las oportunidades. Pero estando ahí pues es algo pues que uno mismo aprende de su lado indígena. Porque viviendo aquí, reconocemos que somos una raza oprimida, somos una raza colonizada. Solamente nos dan esta educación y esta perspectiva como raza española, que es europea, pero no nos dicen nada de nuestro lado indígena. Aprendiendo nuestros antepasados de nuestra cultura indígena nos abre los ojos pues a otro mundo, porque así ya nos hace una persona completa, pues.
Pues Argelio, queremos agradecerte. We want to thank you for
thank you for joining us today. Interview you.
Thank you for being our guinea pig.
Thanks for having us.
We get to practice on you.
Gracias por tenerme.
And my day, I think I'm gonna give you an A plus.
Oh, yay.
My day, before we leave, antes que nos vamos, are there anybody that you want to give a shout out to? ¿Quieres mandar un saludo a alguien allá afuera en Caribe, Finlandia?
To my aunt.
¿Cómo se llama?
My aunt Mary Lou.
¿Tu tía Mary Lou?
Sí, sí, sí.
Oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to have a tía Mary Lou.
Yeah.
¿Y tu papá y tus hermanitos?
Mi hermanito, I probably think he's sleeping, but still, un saludo a mi little brother. Y a mi papi.